Hello, I'm Jill Arbuthnot. When I was asked to contribute to this, I was very interested by the idea of elsewhere. And to me, it's about not being part of a group, about being on the outside looking in. So I wrote a story which is very different to what I normally do, which is write novels for children. I wrote a short story, which is a first, for adults, and it's vaguely science fiction-ish. It's called Marilyn's Hands. And my nameless heroine, who's nameless on purpose, really, she's very much elsewhere. She's an outsider looking in. She's an actress, but she's a very unsuccessful one. And she yearns for, if not fame, definitely for wealth. And she gets the chance of that in the most unexpected way. Now, I was interested in bringing together ideas about identity and celebrity. And also my background in science made me try to think of a way into this. Actually, the germ of the idea had come about a few years earlier, but I'd never had anywhere to go with it. And the germ of the idea was reading about the first face transplant. And I thought about a situation in which perhaps a face became a marketable commodity that could be handed on, that didn't die with the person who originally owned it. And so I took the sort of ultimate icon, Marilyn, using her shorthand, and had the idea of Marilyn's face being handed on as each actress who's been Marilyn and has failed to cope with what being Marilyn actually means succumbs to something, drugs, alcohol, and dies or is quietly eased out, and her face is handed on to the next recipient. The idea of obliterating yourself to become someone else, I thought, was very much about as much as you could be talking about elsewhere, the way I see elsewhere. And it's a question of whether my heroine decides to do this, to destroy herself, in order to be inside looking out rather than outside looking in. It's been marvellous working on the Elsewhere project, and I'd like to thank the Edinburgh Book Festival and in particular Sarah Grady for giving me this chance. When I agreed to do it, I hadn't thought that it would actually allow me to write in a way that I don't normally. And it has been fascinating to, not on purpose, really by accident, produce something so different from the way I normally write. The last time I tried to write a short story, it ended up as a 25,000-word novel, so this really is quite an achievement for me to bring something in at the right length, which is so short. Perhaps I'll do some more work for adults, perhaps I'll write some more short stories. I like the idea that perhaps I've written a scientific fairy tale. Maybe that's something I could try and do again in the future. So thank you, Sarah, and thank you, Book Festival.